Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at spinal manipulation and region-specific effects, and finally, a story about chiropractic and maintenance care. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat podcast number 665, recorded March 8th. 2019. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Manual therapists typically advocate the need for a detailed clinical examination to decide which vertebral level should be manipulated in patients with low back pain. However, it is unclear whether spinal manipulation needs to be specific to a vertebral level. The purpose of a recent study published in the journal Physical Therapy was to analyze the immediate effects of a single, region-specific spinal manipulation defined during the clinical examination versus a single, non-region-specific spinal manipulation applied on an upper thoracic vertebra in patients with chronic, non-specific low back pain for the outcome measures of pain intensity and pressure pain threshold at the time of the assessment. The study participants were 148 patients with chronic non-specific low back pain with pain duration of at least 12 weeks. It was not possible to blind the therapist and the participants. The study concluded that the immediate changes in pain intensity and pressure pain threshold after a single high velocity manipulation do not differ by region-specific versus non-region-specific manipulation techniques in patients with chronic low back pain. Again, discuss all spine-related therapy with your doctor of chiropractic. Surf to our show notes for links. For individuals with recurrent or persistent non-specific low back pain, exercise and exercise combined with education have been shown to be effective in preventing new episodes or in reducing the impact of the condition. Chiropractors have traditionally used maintenance care as secondary and tertiary prevention strategies. The aim of a trial recently published in the journal PLOS One, that's PLOS1, was to investigate the effectiveness of maintenance care on pain trajectories for patients with recurrent or persistent low back pain. This pragmatic, investigator-blinded, two-arm randomized controlled trial included consecutive patients 18 to 65 years old, with non-specific low back pain, who had an early favorable response to chiropractic care. The study concluded that maintenance care was more effective than symptom-guided treatment in reducing the total number of days over 52 weeks with bothersome non-specific low back pain, but it resulted in a higher number of treatments. The trial further concluded that selected patients with recurrent or persistent non-specific low back pain who responded well to an initial course of chiropractic care, maintenance care should be considered an option for tertiary prevention. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Marcus Aurelius. Dwell on the beauty of life, watch the stars, and see yourself running with them. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.